Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, September 7, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, once when I was hawking books, a man replied to my usual spiel about power being global and that it can't be settled nation state by nation state by saying, "Believe me, we know. There's a lot of discussion about this right now." I was surprised and thought he must mean on the internet, and it could be that's all he meant. But now I suspect he largely means in the halls of academe, because that's the source of this thought that reasoning leads to, because it's true. The new page that I've put up, which I'm calling Embracing Global Goals, Scope, and Action, Becoming Global Actors, Building Global Actions, we'll begin by hosting a couple, at least so far, a couple academic discussions from over 30 years ago. So you see why we the peoples have to have these discussions. You know, because we actually want to move on these important insights that are tied to showing the way to our future. We are deeply interested in loosening and then losing these chains. My intention is to begin this discussion in November. The first is an essay from a book entitled Anti-Systemic Movements by Giovanni Arrighi, Terence K. Hopkins, and Emmanuel Wallerstein. This essay is called Rethinking the Concepts of Class and Status Group in a World Systems Perspective, and was presented at a conference in 1982. And you recall that we've been arguing or pondering since we've been taking a closer look at Emmanuel Wallerstein's contribution to our understanding of this present moment from the book, Does Capitalism Have a Future? In those conversations, those radio shows, the idea was discussed that world systems theory could in fact serve as a bridge to a new language, a language of solidarity, because that has to be a solidarity has to be a global reality in order for us to shake off our chains. And when I was listening to that piece that Dewey recorded, in which we talked about the pursuit of happiness, and we referenced the Egyptian revolution, and you can't have a revolution nation state by nation state and expect it to mean anything beyond repackaging the old containment rules. And you certainly can't have an evolution. And because that's what I believe is what we're on the brink of. Because we can't throw off power without moving forward as a global humanity. That's what Christopher Fry meant when he said, we have to take this longest stride of soul men ever took, and that wrong comes up to face us everywhere. That is this moment. Never to leave us until we take that longest stride of soul. But the issue is, we didn't have the tools, the means to take that stride. Now we do. Our ancestors have given us all we need. What's missing is our talking about it, our discussions, so we can advance our thought collectively, because we can't do this being some sort of vanguard or something. It's all of us to advance the species.